She's gay.
He's straight.
I'm Alex.
I'm Kate.
Golf to your table.
Hello.
Hello, you sexy people.
We're drinking women's drinks right now.
We are. We're drinking proper chav drinks. Bacardi Breezes all the way.
Half sugar.
Yeah, have you got half sugar?
I don't know.
No. You're full sugar, you fat bastard. You're diabetic. You shouldn't have that.
Can have that.
Can you? I don't know. I'm not diabetic. I'm too cool for that shit.
Oh.
Oh, burn.
Just have all the diabetic listeners shake their fists in fury.
I should point out that I'm supposed to be doing this podcast in a Northern Irish accent, but when I showed Alex, well, showed, spoke my Northern Irish accent to Alex, he said I sounded like a retard and not even vaguely Northern Irish. And then I had to explain the concept of Northern Ireland to him. So, Jules, I'm very sorry, but you're in Glasgow, so... You can't do anything about it unless you fly over here and beat the living shit out of me.
I've got a cold.
Shut up.
So I'm going to be sneezing for it.
Stealing attention from me. Oh, Kate's got friends on me. I've got a cold. Quick, bring the attention back to me.
Oh, fuck off.
No.
Kate goes to China tomorrow.
Woo!
Which means, you know, happiness and...
For me, not for Alex. He's very upset. He's not.
Yeah, I'm drinking my sorrows away.
Yeah.
As it were.
Spending the last opportunity possible with me.
Yes.
China, baby. China.
Lots of hot Chinese people.
Hot Chinese air stewardesses.
No.
Been like, hi, can I get you a drink? I'll be like, yeah, you can get me more than a drink, bitch.
Sit in my face.
Alex. Ooh, a text message. I'm so popular.
It's all coming tonight.
Oh, yeah, you better believe it is.
Yeah, we're given having some last minute sex later.
Yeah, before my flight.
Hi, I don't really know you, but I'm really cool and, you know, I don't know how.
That's not what it says.
I don't know how to do saucy.
Shut up!
Hey, Kate's getting sex messages.
I am not getting sex messages.
She is. Phone sex. Phone sex. Who has phone sex, eh? Apart from poor deprived real sex people.
I'm not having phone sex, and don't do that because the person who sent that text message is going to listen to this now and be like, what the fuck, I didn't send you a sexy message, why are you lying, you creep, fuck off, which she probably already thinks.
Probably.
Thanks.
No
problem. My self-esteem.
No problem. I'm only here to put you back down in your place beneath me.
Every time I rise to, you know, think I'm actually worthwhile, Alex is there to crush my hopes.
Yeah.
I want to respond to my text, but a bit.
Oh, how good is the Block Party album, people?
If you haven't bought it, go and buy it now because it is just raw sex.
And Jamie T, if you like that kind of music.
Don't buy that shit. It's shite. Buy Block Party. Block fucking Party!
It's only £9 or worse.
A weekend in the city.
It's amazing.
Amazing.
Tell them about your doctors.
My doctors? Yeah, something interesting actually happened to me today, which is a rare occasion, I must point out. Today, I came home and I was like, oh, you have to phone the surgery. They phoned something to do with updating records. And I was like, shit myself.
It's not for her breast, which she's planned to get in last.
She told me it would be something about sex. And I was like, oh no, I'm going to have to tell the receptionist about my sex life. Great. I love doing that on a regular basis. And so I phoned them up and they were like, yeah, we need to update your records. Are you a smoker? And I was like, yeah. And then the woman, instead of just saying, oh, okay, right, we'll write this down on your records, as I assumed she would, said, okay, yep, we'll write that down. So shall I sign you up for non-smoking classes, which were starting? And I was like, I didn't want to say no, I like smoking, to a healthcare professional. So I said, I'll phone you back.
See, any other proud smoker would just tell them to fuck off and go have a fag. But no, Kate had to deny her joy of smoking.
I'm a closeted smoker.
Kate was also worried it could be her swab test.
Please don't say that or I'll
which
be
she's
sick.
Looking forward to, I think.
Shut the fuck up.
As I'm sure everyone else out there is.
Shut up.
Come on, it must be worse for the people that have to do it.
Oh my god, why would you be a gynecologist? Mm. Why the fuck? Oh, imagine if someone came in and it really.
Herpes.
It's just gross to do that.
I agree.
How
could you do it?
I throw up all over someone's.
Imagine just doing
minge.
It all day, though. See, minge all day. It'd just put you off.
You wouldn't want to have sex, would you?
No, you'd probably see a lot of fucked up minges.
Imagine if, like, you found something up there, though.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, because Andy, I just remember in, like, year 10, Andy was telling us about how his sister, like, showed this article in the newspaper about this girl who, like, put scissors up there. Scissors!
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's a rare occurrence. But if any of our listeners have had something shoved up there and can't get it out, please let us know.
That aren't penises or other things.
Yeah.
They're generally used for shoving up there. La la la, Cardi Breezer! Can we change the topic away from sex? Because it makes me feel uncomfortable.
What? Because it makes you horny?
Yeah, because you're sat next to me. I get really horny every time you are.
Cool. I appreciate that. Makes me feel special.
Mm-hmm. It's because you are.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
So, what can we talk about? I'm trying to text and talk at the same time, which doesn't work. La la la.
If anyone lives in China, meet Kate.
Yeah, if you live in China, come meet me. Oh, do you know who's at the meeting? You know Jenny Jordan's going.
Yeah.
Jenny Jordan, I love you and marry me. Don't marry me, adopt me.
Mr. Jordan?
Mr. Jordan was at the meeting, right? Prick face. And he, like, apparently, he said when he went to China, although I think he's making this up because why anyone would do this, like, loads of people came up and were like, can I have your email address? I want to email you to practice my English. And I was like, what the fuck? Who's going to do that, you bullshitter?
Oh, dear. I hope the smokers out there appreciate what I'm going through with a cold, because that means I can't smoke unless I smoke menthols.
Which are fucking rank.
But nice if you've got a cold, because they open your airways.
I still couldn't smoke them. I'd vomit.
Okay, quite happily.
Like the time I tried to smoke tea. Didn't work.
Like the time we smoked dandelions and every other flower we could find in that fucking field.
Oh, that was fucking ridiculous. We left though, didn't we?
Yeah.
We're like,
my
we're not
pipe
doing
didn't
this.
Leave and it's
like,
still
fuck
there.
Off. Pip was like falling asleep. I was like, Pip, should we go home now? She's like, yeah. Ran away before Shelley could start smoking random purple flowers. Dickhead.
I hope my pipe is safe.
It's pretty smashed.
Yeah, Shelley would look after my possessions with care.
Like your cock. If you asked her to.
No.
No. It's really quiet.
Is this louder?
Alex just deep throated the microphone, so I hope you enjoyed the oral pleasure that he did and the microphone did.
The microphone's quite big as well.
Yeah, he rammed that down his throat.
It's a good 9 inches.
Measuring it with your hand. How do you know how long? I don't want to know.
It's a good 9 inches.
What? No.
I'm sure you can do saucy.
I hate you. I hate you so much right now. Please don't make me look more of a retard, please. Because I've already done this to the max. Like, made myself into just such a retard. Ugh.
She is a retard, bless her.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Kate, you need to talk rather than text. You're
okay.
Being antisocial.
Sorry, I'll
anti-podcast.
Send you that text later. Or earlier, considering when you'll listen to this. Oh, I know who I want to give a shout out to. Paradroid. Because she's had like 1.5 weeks of shite. And that fucking sucks. And so this is a small present from me, because I can't really do sympathy very well. As we discussed about how I'd hug someone until they collapsed because they couldn't breathe, so that I wouldn't have to endure them crying like I did to Connie once. She didn't actually collapse, I should point that out.
Damn.
Connie and her strawberry blonde hair.
Yeah. Well, strawberry blonde skittle.
That was my favourite moment of college when you shot a strawberry blonde skittle, Connie. She like walked off.
Got it.
Genius.
Oh, Jamie. See, I nearly shout out to you nearly every podcast and you don't believe I do, so we'll do it again.
Yeah, you cunt. I like you, you seem very nice.
See? We do. I just said your name nearly every time and you never listen.
Yeah, everyone else is like, who's this Jamie cunt? Why is he getting all the shout outs? Why aren't I? Well, talk to us, you know?
Because I'm madly in love with Kate.
What?
Sorry.
What?
When we went to China, I thought I'd tell you about my undying feelings for you. Please, please, Kate, be straight for me.
I'll think about it and get back to you.
That's just like smoking.
Yeah, exactly. Which I'm not going to quit.
And you just spat all over my face.
Did I actually?
Yeah, that's why I went.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. How embarrassing.
I liked it.
I'm very generous with my spit.
There's no cream on your carpet anymore. Of the whipped variety, I might have to add.
Yeah, Alex creamed all over my carpet. I was like,
and then
clear
Kate
that
had
up.
To lick it all up.
Oh, I enjoyed it greatly. That's what we do for fun.
Ah.
Bizarre kinky sex. Licking cum off carpets. Woo! That's how I get my rocks off.
That's a fetish, right?
If you're listening, and yeah.
You got foot fetish, and you got, you know.
Come around my carpet and spunk all over it while I'm in China.
Licking come off a carpet, that's a true fetish.
Oh yeah, there's like hardcore porn about it. Haven't you seen it?
No.
Neither have I.
Really interesting.
There probably is some porn about that.
We'll Google it later.
Wikipedia.
Come licking off carpet fetish.
Imagine if it came up with something though.
We image searched rug muncher for English because we was like splitting the word up to like linguistically analyze it, and had a picture of some woman licking a rug, like an actual rug. I was like, that's it, that's the picture we're using in our project.
That's genius.
So rug munching is not that, it's actually this.
Why were you doing rug munching in your English?
We was doing like derogatory terms.
That's disgusting terms.
And Sarah, in the middle of the flex, you was like, so what's a rug? What does the rug mean? And we were like,
it's
the pubic region. And everyone in the flexi just looked at us, and I was just like,
that's like me opening up my email in the flexi in like this room of computers with like everyone like typing away in their little essays. I was like, oh, I'll just check my emails, open it up, and like the inbox with like massive letters said sex because there was an email, and
it's porn.
You know who
Kate
said
gets
that
porn every day.
And I was like, oh shit, I don't want to make it look like porn. So like, instead of like calmly opening it to reveal a perfectly normal, well I don't know if you could call it perfectly horrible, but an email, which I enjoyed greatly. I sort of panicked to brush my story along. I panicked and sort of spazzed out and quickly went to close the window to make it look like it was porn.
Oh, I got really confused, and that's how tired I am. I was like, the window? Why do you need to close the window?
Oh my god, I knew something about computers that you didn't. Yeah!
No, I'm tired, Kate. There's an obscene difference.
One day we'll work out how to put music on this.
We could sing.
Well, if you call that singing. Like when Laurie's car stereo broke and we were singing Muse to keep ourselves amused. Amused? Stop.
We're swaying our heads, by the way.
Yeah, we're just swaying our heads and not talking. It's the closing track of Block Party's album.
We'll send you a message through the medium of head.
Yeah. I love that you didn't even mean to do that. We'll send you a message through the medium of head.
Of swaying the head.
That's how Alex generally communicates with people, with his head.
It's all true. Through the medium of dance.
How do we get to be such good friends, Alex?
Through the medium of head.
Oh yeah.
God, that's the title of this podcast.
The medium of
through
head.
The medium of head. Oh, quality.
We'll get like loads of page views from like people typing in medium of head on Google. You fucking
so
pervert.
Do that.
Don't you?
Yeah, I'm bored. Oh, the medium of head.
No, just go on Wikipedia. Wiki it up.
Yeah. The medium of head. The medium of head is a concept of communicating with your head.
Shut up. Ow!
Did it?
I can't wait till I get back from China and actually have something to talk about on the podcast. I'll be like, so I went to China, yeah, I saw Mao's dead body, which I'm fucking seeing, bitches.
Who's?
Mao.
Why are you seeing that?
Do you know who Chairman Mao is? Oh my fucking god. This is worse than Alex not knowing the difference between Ireland and Northern Ireland.
No, I didn't know. I just didn't know Belfast was in Ireland.
Northern Ireland! You cretin.
See. Right, who's this guy?
Who's this guy? Oh my fucking Christ. Okay, you know that China's communist, right?
Yes.
Right, so when the communist revolution happened in 1949,
yes,
the leader of the communist party was Mao Zedong.
Yes.
So when China became yes, the People's Republic of China after the revolution, Mao was the leader of China. He was a communist leader. Okay?
So he's evil.
No. Oh no, that's so oversimplistic. He killed quite a few people, but you know, he was trying to help. In
his
the long run, in his own little way. Yeah. But Mao's like revered as like a living god in China now, even though he's dead.
So you're gonna go see his body?
Yeah,
well,
so we're going to see his
guessing.
I'm assuming so, I don't really know. You go to Mao's mausoleum and
maybe it's gonna be like a body in vinegar or something.
Oh, that'd be so fucking cool.
No, I'd be scared.
I'd be like, Mao, I love you, sex beast. Apparently he got a lot of the ladies.
My god.
Mm. Did I show you the picture of him on the notes?
Yes, please do.
Okay, hang on. Hold that. And continue to talk.
I will continue to talk while Keiko's get a picture of Mao, a communist leader in
1942. Well, loads of pictures of Mao. Do you want to show you lots?
She's got loads of pictures of me too, but she just doesn't like to admit it.
I like to wank over them.
She likes to wank over them constantly, every day. She looks like a bit of a slut today. So her belt's upside down as usual, because then people look at it, but... she's kind of doing like a promiscuous dance towards me. She's like got her hips and... I don't know. It's like Phoebe's dance in Friends.
Come on, this is raw sex, Alex.
Raw. I'll resist it, don't worry. I'll struggle with all my might to keep my penis away from you. Just because I know you're going to have a swab test.
Oh, shut the fuck up! I'm not. I'm leaving the country to avoid it.
She said she's leaving the country. So if anyone in another country I was going to say a place for her to stay. But, you know, if you want to give her a swab test, because there might be some sick people out there that fantasize about that kind of thing. Including Kate.
I do not fantasize
about
swab tests.
Trust me, she does. Oh, God. Kate, what have I done?
What? Oh, it's gone on to the next album.
Put it back.
Oh, you pressed radio.
I didn't press anything. It's a lie.
Block party, I guess.
Yeah. Kind of. Definitely.
There you go.
Whatever. There's no pictures. Oh! Oh! Yeah, who's the man in this relationship?
How many times have I done that since you've known me? I've belched like twice. I don't belch.
A minute. No, Kate's more a fart in person.
What the fuck happened there? Was that me belching?
Yeah.
It best not have been.
Yeah.
That's fucking loud.
Oh, God.
That's not even fucking
The
funny,
world
Alex.
Will be destroyed.
Alex, your fans are going to enjoy this. It's like a minute of you talking.
I don't think I've got any fans on here. They all seem to like you.
No, they don't. They all hate me because I'm a cunt. And I'm ugly and unattractive and hideous.
No, that's why I don't like you.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, what?
I don't know. I won't bring you a present back.
Yes, you will.
You know I will.
I want some Chinese woman, Chinese cigarettes, Chinese chopsticks, Chinese fan, and Chinese food.
I can't bring food back.
You can bring a woman back. That's all the food I need.
You freak. Stop that. We actually have to talk.
I was talking through the medium of noises.
Wanking off this microphone a bit, aren't
I? The Grudge. Yeah, you'll meet the Grudge.
What? The Grudge is Japanese.
Yeah, I remember.
Like, I tried to get Andros to show Battle Royale in Chinese history, and then someone was like, it's Japanese, it's got nothing to do with history. And I was like, you cunt. It's amazing!
Yes, it is. It should be here soon.
And we're going to watch it. We're going to have Battle Royale Marathon. And then we're going to go and act it out in my garden. Make some neck collars.
You have the dustbin. I have a sword.
Fuck off.
Okay, I have a sword. You can have a flower.
I get a flower and you get a sword.
Yeah. Do a bit of gardening.
Stay the fuck away from me with a sword.
Bit of gardening.
That's not funny.
Yeah, it's true.
Pardon?
I like the whole...
Yeah, it's like tennis match. Yeah. La 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 la.
Parry, thrust, parry, thrust.
Oh, look at the funky ass. You do realise it's just descended into us making like ridiculous noises. Should we stop it now? Oh, are you going to talk?
Blah.
Blah. I'll tell you what, either talk.
Blah. Blah.
Say something, bitch.
Fuck you.
No.
Yes.
Oh no, this happened last week and it was just like,
oh my
no,
god, this happened
yes,
last week.
No,
and then like
yes,
last week this
no.
happened. I'm like, oh my
yes.
god, it's also dramatic. Some Kate.
Previously on Gotti and Chimo.
Yes. No.
Yes. No. Yes. No.
Until we know. I hope something exciting happens, like a burglar walks in or something, so we can be like, oh my god, a burglar. Dum, dum, dum.
One day my mum's gonna walk in and she'll be on the podcast and you'll realise what a lunatic she is.
/ lovely woman.
Yeah.
Glasgow's good then. Russian bar, eh?
Shut the fuck up, you cunt.
Cider's good, eh? I like cider. Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Stop it.
I'm not American. Blah. Stop the podcast.
You took my line.
But this is just descending into lunacy. And I want to make it good, otherwise the five people who listen will stop listening. Pull that face at me. Did you really have nothing better to do with your time?
Stop the podcast. I can't believe you stole my line.